Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 30, thethirdingredient.com. Still just the two of us. Still taking one more segment to talk about something that's on my mind. I want to get a little more granular with you on this redundancy idea that I have. The future is going to be more redundant. And you heard this from me first. And, you know, if one of the things that's happened over the last 20 years is especially after 08 and 09, I couldn't figure out how could companies continue to make a profit when the economy was so bad? How did they continue to drive profit at the bottom line? Well, guess what they were doing? They were going single source to everything, to the lowest possible nickel, possible penny, halfpenny they could spend on something on the far reaches of the earth, but they were able to seek efficiencies and drive profit to the bottom line, and they drove their share values by doing that. But their companies were vulnerable. They had a contingent liability that nobody talked about. Because that little thin source that they had all the way out to that skinny little expense that they had to pay for it was tentative. It was tenuous, I should say. It was very thin, and if it broke, then maybe they were out of business. And so I think companies are going to change their attitude. They're going to have to. With the coronavirus has highlighted this in our lives. It pointed out the fact that a whole lot of our antibiotics are being made in China. How stupid is that? A whole lot of our microchips, our microprocessors are made in China. How stupid is that? Other things that we haven't even talked about are made in other places that either a war or a pandemic or a trade war or some geopolitics or some internal civil war could disrupt a company or an industry. So going forward, we've got to be, and this is part of how we reform capitalism, folks. This is the way to reform capitalism. The way to reform capitalism is not with socialism. The way to reform capitalism is to make capitalism more solvent, make it more, have less contingent liabilities. And when you do that, that means you spend some of your earnings on strength, on sustainability. And when I say sustainability, I'm not talking about climate change sustainability, not right now. I'm talking about survival sustainability. And when you spend, there's going to have to be a factor for that in the evaluation of any company. And so the reason I'm talking to you about this is because just as companies are increasingly demanding that the people they deal with, big companies are demanding that people they deal with can demonstrate their sustainable programs. How are you contributing to the overall sustainability? And now I am talking about climate change, the ecosystem. They're going to start showing you how they're being more redundant with supply chains, with different processes and practices. And they're going to say, okay, just as they've said, how can you prove to us that you're not going to be a weak cyber crime link to us? If we allow you on our network, if we connect up to our network to your network, you have to show us that you're not going to be a weak link for us. They're also going to say, how can you show us that you've got redundancy? For example, if you're part of the supply chain, then you are part of redundancy. You're one of the suppliers, right? But that's not going to be enough because just your business model makes you part of redundancy. But that's not going to be enough for these big customers, because they're going to say, okay, when our networks connect, if your primary source of connecting to us goes down, how can you make sure you're still connected to us? They're going to ask you for your redundant path to them. If AT&T goes down, do you have a Verizon, a mobile network connection to us? Those kinds of redundancies. So expect to start seeing this from bigger companies. I've been talking to you about the letters all these years, right? We got a quality letter in the 90s. We got a Y2K letter in the late 90s. We got a terrorism letter in the aughties. We got a climate change sustainability letter in the last decade. And now we've been getting coronavirus. How can you prove that you're keeping people safe, right? Now you're going to start getting redundancy letters. I'm predicting that you're going to start seeing this more and more. And you need to at least be able to know what they're talking about, and you need to be able to move to respond, because the first small businesses that get this, that can respond and can say, yes, we understand redundancy, and we're already there, or we're working on it, or what are your expectations? What are your specifications? Just the fact that you can have a conversation with these companies in these early days of redundancy will impress them, and you'll come a lot nearer getting to work. Remember this, folks. The future is going to be more redundant. 29 After. I'm Jim Blassen. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.